This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
I remember the first prototype we ever made of an IntelliGel seat cushion. I took the prototype on an around-the-world flight, and I just was in comfort the whole way, and I knew at that point we had a winner of a product there.
This is Kip Meekum, and today on Rocky Mountain Voices, we're talking with Tony Pierce, president and co-founder of Alpine, Utah-based My Comfort. Tony and Terry Pierce are partners and co-founders in the world's foremost research and development firm for cushioning and other sleep products. We're appreciative of Tony and his taking time to talk with us this morning on the podcast. How are you today, Tony?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Kip.
My pleasure. Take a moment, if you would, and introduce yourself to our listeners.
I'm Tony Pierce. I'm the president of My Comfort, LLC. We're based in Alpine, Utah. We have a variety of advanced cushioning technologies that we have converted into some fairly amazing products for consumers. Our most known cushioning technology is called IntelliGel. We have IntelliGel in mattresses, recliners, office chairs, seat cushions, neck cushions, everything to make you comfortable.
Your website says that you hold 30 patents and have 12 patents pending around, let's see if I can get the brand names right here, or the marks, Floam, Gelastic, and you already mentioned IntelliGel. Again, in a state that's filled with high-tech intellectual property, talk about building a materials intellectual property company and the value proposition you create for that. It's obviously, materials is not a simple business to be in. Maybe give us a little bit of background about how you got into the business.
Right. We don't consider ourselves a materials company so much as we are a cushioning company. And in order to facilitate some of our cushioning technologies, we had to invent our own materials as well. IntelliGel is a good example of that. We came up with a concept of a rubber honeycomb that would actually buckle and give way under pressure points and yet hold firm under broader surfaces of the body. As we tried to make that out of existing materials, we found that there was no material that met all our requirements. So we ended up inventing our own material, which we called Gelastic, to make IntelliGel from. Same thing is held true with other cushioning inventions. Back in the 90s, we set out to develop a better wheelchair cushion that was lighter weight than the waterbed style wheelchair cushions of the time. In order to do that, we had to have a lighter weight fluid. We invented Floam, which weighs about 20% the weight of water, and we're able to then facilitate our wheelchair cushion inventions. Those materials then are useful way beyond what we sell in My Comfort stores. And so we end up licensing those technologies all over the world for medical products, sporting goods products, toys, a wide variety of things.
Office furniture even. We're sitting on a couple of chairs that are lined with this stuff, and having done my share of time in office chairs, this is pretty good.
Yeah, feels pretty nice, doesn't it?
Indeed. Talk about, you mentioned some of the companies that in your business model or that you do license the technology. Who are some of the companies that are licensees of these, and a little more specifics about how the product, how the technologies that you've developed are used?
That's a good question. A lot of the companies that we license to aren't companies that are well known by the general public, but some of the more better known companies would include Dr. Scholl's, which is a division of Shearing Plough. You'll hear all the commercials about we're gelling like a felon and so forth. JanSport makes about 1 million backpacks a year with our IntelliGel material in the straps to help kids with these 60-pound backpacks they lug around these days. Let's see, what else? Nike actually did a major license with us for Floam back in the 90s and put it in a lot of different specialty footwear, skates, cleats, and various sports-type footwear. Many of our technologies are used in critical care hospital beds, particularly for burn victims and coma victims. We have three different cushioning technologies licensed to three different hospital bed companies. And then IntelliGel in mattresses is licensed to My Comfort in the United States and Canada, but we also have licenses in Europe. We have a company called Ekernest that covers all of Europe, making IntelliGel mattresses. France Bed of Japan buys container after container after container of IntelliGel to make mattresses for Japan. And then we've more recently signed licensees in Australia, New Zealand, six or seven countries in Southeast Asia, and it just keeps spreading. The technologies that we've developed in cushioning seem to just keep finding new applications year after year.
So you've mentioned a lot of countries, a lot of different businesses, a lot of different product instances of the technology. Do you have a feel, Tony, for how many people in the world are using this?
I do, actually. I think it's in the tens of millions. If you add up the backpacks, the millions of shoe inserts, I only named some of the companies that we've licensed to. There have been many others.
Well, we're sitting here in My Comfort showroom, and there are a variety of beds. In a moment here, I think we're going to take, if you'll humor me, a little bit of a test drive here. But let's talk for a minute about the competitive landscape for beds. I mean, you know, this is not a place that one would traditionally think of as a technology innovation arena, but yet there's a lot of play in the news or about memory foam beds, air beds, and I think the water bed's kind of gone the way of the dodo. But now we're talking about this IntelliGel technology. But talk about the competitive landscape.
It really is kind of tough. It's a $10 billion retail industry in the United States, and there are a number of players who are a lot bigger than we are. Up until a few years ago, it was all basically inner springs with a little bit of fluff on top. That was your mattress. Then companies started to introduce adjustable air and memory foam and do a lot of advertising, got people thinking about investing in sleep instead of just buying something that would keep you up off the floor. I think the baby boomers started to get older, started to get aches and pains, started to care more about what they were sleeping on, and we just have a revolution in beds. Then we have the hotel industry, who up until a few years ago, all they wanted was firm, 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 and they didn't think anything of comfort. Their customers all started to complain, and now one by one the hotel chains are starting to redesign their beds and advertise a good night's sleep instead of just a clean room and shower.
Right.
And essentially we have a revolution in sleep going on.
So they're established players, bedding not typically the first place someone would look at as a market that's primed to see big innovation or disruption. How are you getting in? Are you, you've got these storefronts. What are your other strategies relative to, fulfilling and delivering so that you can have those millions of customers sleeping on IntelliGel?
In other countries where we've licensed, our licensees have a distribution. They have retail stores or they have retail customers already established throughout the countries they're operating in. IntelliGel just basically went in like wildfire and grew large virtually overnight. In this country, we made a decision we wanted to sell this product ourselves. So we have an ever-growing chain of retail stores called My Comfort. We have a website where you can learn about the product and actually buy it right on the website. We'll ship it anywhere in the world, mycomfortmyway.com. We live in a society where people want things tailorable to their preferences, to their lifestyle. For example, you may like IntelliGel on top of memory foam. It gives you that amazing cradling effect where it comes up around all parts of your body. And your wife may, on the other hand, like a more firm mattress, but still not want pressure points on her hips and shoulders. You can both have that in the same bedroom. You can even have it on an adjustable bed where it tips up to watch TV and so forth. There are other ways we're breaking into the industry. One of the things we found is that when we show this technology to medical professionals, they go kind of gaga over it. We've known that for a long time since it's been being sold. IntelliGel's been in the medical bed business for 10 years now. But for example, we have a program for chiropractors where they can actually put one of the My Comfort beds in their store that's been specifically designed for chiropractic patients. and sell our mattress through the website right from the store. And we are signing chiropractors up right and left to that program. We're going to do the same thing in hotels. We're just now in the process of signing up our first 16-room bed and breakfast hotel, and we're going to offer it throughout the United States for bed and breakfast to have our beds in their rooms, and then people who stay overnight and come out in the morning for breakfast say, wow, what was that amazing thing I slept on? They can buy it right there at the bed and breakfast on the internet. I remember the first prototype we ever made of an IntelliGel seat cushion for my comfort. I took the prototype on an around-the-world flight. I had a 24-hour flight all the way to Eastern Russia, the wrong way around the world. And I usually have a lot of problems sitting in an aircraft seat, and I just was in comfort the whole way, and I knew at that point we had a winner of a product there.
I want to circle back to something that we talked about at the beginning, Tony, and that was how you got into this business. Where did you come from to get to the point of making these materials and coming up with them?
When I graduated in civil engineering from Brigham Young University in 1980, if you recall, that's right when the economy crashed and interest rates went up to 20% and so forth. There was no construction, so there was no work for new civil engineers. I ended up taking a compromise job, I thought at the time, at Hercules Aerospace. Opened up a whole new way of looking at things for me. I learned about a lot of advanced materials, how they could be used, and I started to have all these ideas of how to create consumer products from what the aerospace industry was doing. And after about 13 years in engineering and marketing positions in the aerospace business, my brother and I took the leap, went out and started a company to invent products, license them to other companies after we patented them. We started in the fiber-reinforced plastics area, carbon fiber, fiberglass, that sort of thing, trying to take advanced materials like these and convert them into ordinary consumer products like sporting goods. We started with a company called Edo Sports and developed, I think, the world's first carbon fiber bicycle spokes, which were interesting. They were rated 4 wheels by Bicycling Magazine, which is the highest rating for road bikes, and they were rated Turkey, which was the lowest rating for mountain bikes, because they were aerodynamic and lightweight and responsive and so forth. But if a rock hit them from the side, they would just shatter. So they didn't last long. We then went into making carbon fiber bicycle frames, carbon fiber wheelchairs. In fact, we won awards. We won the biggest award in plastics in the USA back in about 1995 for our bicycle frame technology, where we figured out how to make a carbon bicycle frame for about a tenth of the cost of what it was costing to make them by hand, and we had automated the process. But we eventually got into the wheelchair business with our carbon fiber and so forth, and we started to hire people in wheelchairs to work for us and talk to a lot of people in wheelchairs, and almost without exception, they all said, hey, this wheelchair you're developing is great, but we really need a cushion more than we need a new wheelchair. Proceeded to show me their cushions. Those who were just on a piece of foam or memory foam had severe skin breakdown problems. And so people who were paraplegics or quadriplegics sat on wheelchair cushions that were essentially miniature waterbeds. They weighed about 10 pounds, very difficult to take in and out of a car. So that's when we set out to make our first wheelchair cushion. I told you about Floam, which is lighter weight that we developed. Very interesting compound. It actually takes hollow plastic microspheres, which weigh almost nothing. Can't see them, it just looks like dust, but they're little plastic bubbles. And then we just lubricated them like ball bearings. And so they just slide and roll around each other on a microscopic scale, and it's kind of like shaving cream. So it's a fluid that's much lighter weight than water, but it's permanent. It doesn't break down like shaving cream would. And it ended up taking the medical cushioning arena by storm. That got us into cushioning. And then we tried to go to consumer mattress companies, furniture companies, and so forth, and sell them on Floam. And they all loved it, and we could tell they needed something innovative, but Floam conforms to you and then doesn't go back, so unless you squish it. So you would sit in a couch full of Floam, for example, and you'd get up, and it would leave your booty print in the Somehow the furniture companies just couldn't see doing furniture that way. So.
Sure. Some people don't necessarily want to look at that imprint after they get up.
So we said, well, let's develop another cushioning technology. There's a basic problem with foam and springs and all kinds of traditional cushioning, and that is the further you push in, the harder it pushes back. And that was what Floam got away from. Floam actually flowed around, and so it didn't push back. So we wanted something that would spring back when you got off of it, but that would conform to your body without this principle. It's called the spring constant, that the further you push in, the harder it pushes back on you. And so I went back to my civil engineering background, where we had done a lot of learning about columns. Columns are the posts that are under bridges. They're steel beams that are vertical in buildings and so forth. And the whole theory in civil engineering is to design your columns so that they don't buckle, which means to bow out and bend sideways and fail, essentially. So in civil engineering, you learn all about how to make them strong enough not to buckle. But it occurred to me that if we made it out of an elastomeric material like rubber, that it could buckle. Once it buckles, it doesn't follow that theory, that spring constant theory, because it actually loses support just very locally. And yet when you got off, because it was rubber, it would pop right back up. And so my first prototype of IntelliGel was to take a bunch of latex surgical tubing and glue it in 3-inch chunks next to each other vertically, just a whole bunch of these chunks upright. And we went from there to where we were actually molding a rubber grid, kind of like a honeycomb, except ours are square holes instead of hexagonal holes. Then we had to find a material that wasn't tacky like most soft elastomers are. We had to find a material that always pop back, that would never take a body impression. And we found out there just wasn't a material out there. So I think we spent probably 2 or 3 years and $2 or $3 million coming up with Gelastic, which is the material from which IntelliGel is made. And we patented Gelastic, and Gelastic itself has been licensed around the world. Once we found Gelastic, the final formulation, and molded it into our honeycomb shape, it just plain worked. We have a demonstration over there, which I'll probably start our tour with when we go around. We call it IntelliBob. It's a plate, and it has two big knobs coming out of the bottom of it that represent, say, your bony hips and your bony shoulders, and the plate itself represents your midriff or your back. And as you'll see when we get there, you just push with one finger, the hips and shoulders just sink in so easily as these columns buckle locally. Yet when the plate hits the overall set of hollow columns or honeycomb, it's very firm. Same thing happens in the mattress. You lay on it, you think, oh, this is so soft, this is so wonderful, but how's it ever going to support my back? Well, your hips and shoulders are actually buckling the columns locally. That's why they're sinking in. But your back is broad, and it spans across many of these columns, and it doesn't pass that buckling threshold load. And so your back is just held up in wonderful alignment.
Well, let's do a demonstration. Let's look at the materials.
Right. This is the IntelliBob I was talking about. See, it's a flat plate with two big knobs out the bottom. Just push in the middle of it with your finger. Just one finger is all it takes. And you can see these honeycomb columns are folding over or buckling just locally right under the hips and shoulders. Now push fairly hard, even with all your fingers, and you'll see the rest of the plate represents the rest of your body, and it won't go in. It's very firm.
That's incredible.
It is.
Tell me what we're doing.
Yeah, what we have is we have sleep systems, and the sleep system has one of these three types of comfort overlays, either a single layer of IntelliGel or a layer of IntelliGel laminated with a thick layer of latex foam rubber or a double layer of IntelliGel. So these are overlays. It's kind of a European-style sleep system where it's in two parts. Then the second part is a mattress, and you get your choice of a memory foam mattress, you know, the NASA space foam kind of thing, or a regular coil innerspring mattress, or an adjustable air mattress that's actually of our own invention. It's another one of our cushioning technologies that's patented. We call it multi-cell, and most air chambers, when you try to push into one part of it, it drags the whole skin down from the whole rest of the top of the mattress. But ours is made in multiple individual cells. so that when your hips or shoulders push into one area, they're able to sink in. Similar to IntelliGel, though, your overall body spans across many of these cells and is supported. So the third kind of mattress is actually an air mattress, but it's our own technology. So my mattress that I sleep on is the IntelliGel double comfort overlay on
top. I figured that was the case, the way you described the 4.5-inch version.
When you own the company, you get the best one, right? So this mattress is in queen size. It approaches $4,000, and it's worth every penny. But I actually want to start you out on the mattress that we just developed that's just being introduced this week for $9.99 in a queen mattress in box springs. This is called, we call it the Sweet Mornings line, and the $9.99 priced one is called Pocket Gel. The reason for that is that there's two large pieces of gel, one for him and one for her to sleep on, as opposed to covering the whole top of the mattress in gel. That's one of the things that let us reduce the price down so far. But everywhere you would possibly think to sleep, you're going to be on the IntelliGel. So go ahead and lay down.
All right, so here we go. This is, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so what you're feeling right now is your posterior is probably sinking in just nicely.
That's probably too much information for the listeners. But that said, it's true.
Everybody has a posterior, and everybody's pokes out, so you're not alone.
Okay.
You should feel the back support. If you lay on a regular firm innerspring mattress, for example, and you lay like you are on your back, you'll kind of feel hollow under your back because there's
your back space where the mattress doesn't conform.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas this, you should feel the IntelliGel coming right up into the small of your back and supporting you.
So we say nooks and crannies, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it goes up into the nooks and crannies. All that's kind of a technological, how do you feel? That's the question.
This is incredible. I like to think of myself as a bit of a sleep snob. This is great.
It is. It's you asked how do we penetrate the market. If we can get somebody through the door, it's over. The real question is how do we attract people versus all our competition? They're all trying to attract people into their stores. We don't have people come in here and say, oh, you know what, I really don't like this. It's just a matter of can I afford it or can I not afford it.
Right.
Up till now, you couldn't afford it. But this mattress you're laying on, it's truly a price breakthrough. Our manufacturing has become so much more efficient and so high volume now that we're selling IntelliGel all over the world that we are able to bring the price way, way down.
I'm not getting off this.
Yeah, that's what I said. The interview is going to be over as soon as you lay down.
This is fabulous. And this is the entry-level bed.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Now, surely you've had people come in here, try this, and go sound asleep, right?
We actually used to have a commercial about that we kept trying to give our sales pitch in the store, and they fall asleep on us, and so it ruined our sales pitch. It was kind of a cute commercial. Yeah, we have a lot of people who are smart enough not to buy a bed after just sitting on the edge. They actually want to lay on it for 10 or 15 minutes that actually zonk out totally asleep. And then when they wake up, what can they say other than, yeah, I'll buy it?
Right. That's a great model.
So you want to lay on something that's different?
Yeah, show me the top-end one.
We've just gone from our pocket gel, which is $9.99, up to our advanced air mattress with the multi-cell technology is the base, and the top of the sleep system is our IntelliGel double comfort overlay.
So this one's top of the line now, right?
It is.
Okay.
As I let the air out, you'll feel it relaxing under your back a little bit. The amazing miracle, though, is even at that huge high air pressure, you probably still had it soft on your hips and shoulders because you're on two layers of IntelliGel. What I like about my bed is that I can tailor the degree of firmness and back support exactly to what I want it to be. Even one person is going to want it firmer one night, softer the next night. Almost invariably, the wife is going to want it at a different firmness than her husband on a more constant basis. And so no more fighting over which bed was the right bed. I'm going to now pump it up a little bit. I sleep on it at 25, so I'm going to pump you up to 25. Just kind of concentrate on the small of your back. You'll kind of feel it coming up.
Yeah, it's like just a rise.
Right. So when it gets to where you feel like that's nirvana, you just turn it back off and you're done.
So this this experience for someone who is how shall I say, as hedonistic as I am, this is a great self-indulgence. What's the old adage? You spend a third of your life sleeping.
Well,
might as well make an investment in it, right?
With IntelliJ, you spend a third of your life sleeping. I think, unfortunately, most people spend a third of their life wishing they could sleep better. That's one of the most common comments we have of people who buy a mattress. Almost invariably, they'll say, "I slept for 8 hours and woke up. I have never done that in 20 years." And we get that comment over and over.
Well, I'll tell you, as we wrap up our interview here, Tony, first of all, this is the first podcast that I've done lying down. I like this. This is great.
I don't think you meant to lay down that long when you started to lay
no,
down.
No. Nice, especially huh? this is a morning interview, right? But nice breakthrough. Nicely done.
Thank you.
We've been speaking today with Tony Pierce, the president and co-founder of My Comfort from Orem, Utah, for Rocky Mountain Voices. This is Kip Meekum.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.